Welcome, everyone. It is my pleasure to introduce to you Black History Month. And for Black History Month, we will be doing various segments. I have the opportunity to share with you my African journey. But before I do that, I have the pleasure of introducing you to our student who will share with you information for bona fide proof of Africa, the cradle of civilization.
My name is Michael Anthony Vincent Petricelli, and I did a presentation that I like to call Follow the Bones, which goes ahead and focuses on Raymond Dart and Robert Blum, who went ahead and actually found multiple pieces of information that could go ahead and find what could be the missing pieces to proving that Africa is the cradle of humankind and could prove our ancestry.
Okay. What are some of the issues that you discovered when you were conducting your research?
In conducting my research, it seems like there was a lot of hoaxes and a lot of problems coming out of Europe specifically that would go ahead and show you that there was bones found in Europe, but they weren't actually the bona fide proof. And then once Dart and Broom had their actual investigations done and actually had their proof, a lot of people doubted them and were trying to say that Africa was trying to go ahead and write themselves into history itself.
Okay, so with Robert Broom, or as you had mentioned, mm-hmm. is he a geologist?
He's a geologist, and he also teaches zoology at the same time as well. He was very known for all of his teachings, and his students loved him dearly. They were actually some of the people that tipped him off about the Starkfontein caves, that he actually wound up finding the Astro-Africanensis.
Okay, what piqued your interest in wanting to study about the cradle of civilization in Africa?
We had a topic, it was either chapter one or chapter two of History of Africa, about how there was rumors, and there wasn't like bona fide proof, but very close to it, that people haven't necessarily strung together about there being a movement out of Africa 3.2 million years ago and 2,000 generations ago. So that very much so piqued my interest in reading about Raymond Dart stumbling upon the town child and then leading into Robert Broom.
Okay. Can you explain a little bit more about the hoax?
The hoaxes were very big in Europe, as I said, and they were actually found of the Homo naledi, which is also known as Neanderthals. They were founded in 1868 and in 1912, but they weren't found out to be hoaxes until 1968. And all of this happened, and it didn't happen while Dart, I'm sorry, they got found out to be hoaxes in 1938. And what wound up happening is with all this transpiring, Dart found everything, and then everyone thought that it was a hoax as well, to go ahead and piggyback onto that.
Okay. I was also curious as to your interest in the research. And can you explain how you came about or why it became so important to you to really study and find the facts about the cradle of civilization there in Africa?
It became very important to me because you actually made a lot of points in class about how a lot of people think that African Americans are going ahead and trying to write themselves into history, whereas more than anything, they used word of mouth and they didn't actually write everything down in text necessarily. They actually had their ancestors pass everything down. And I want to make sure that I could go ahead and prove the point that we have actual evidence and actual bones that can be linked all the way back to Africa, which can evolve into us today.
Okay. Well, wonderful. And I've always been impressed with your work from the beginning of the semester when we were debunking the myths about Africa. And so it was really great for you to take that information and continue with your research. Can you tell us a little bit about Lucy? I think many people have heard about Lucy as being something significant there in Africa.
Lucy is kind of like the missing piece to the puzzle that is the origins of humankind in a way. Because with Raymond Dart finding the town child, you have a piece of evidence that's showing that you have an Astro-Africanensis, which evolved from the original Chadensis that was in Chad, but then at the same time you have Lucy, who was like the middleman right in between there. So Lucy was founded 4.9 million years ago, and that would evolve into the Astro. So you have Lucy as basically known as the mother of all humankind. So she's kind of like that tying little bridge in between the two that we didn't know was there.
Oh, wonderful. And one of the things that you had also mentioned, and that was about the timeline. Mm-hmm. So can you explain a little bit more with your research, what you discovered?
Mm-hmm. You have originally the Chadensis, which was founded 6 to 7 million years ago, and then you have the Africanensis. So with these two, it's tricky because Chad was actually founded, the country of Chad, on the continent of Africa. And then you have that evolve, it doesn't have the demographic here, but you have that evolve into what we know as Lucy. And then Lucy would go ahead and evolve into two different species of hominids, which would then, one of them survived, and they evolved into the Africanensis. Then the Africanensis would evolve into Homo erectus and Homo Neanderthals, or the scientific name, and then evolve into what we are today in Homo sapiens.
Okay, and I also wonder, as you know, my million-dollar question at the end of each class, what was your biggest takeaway when finding out about Africa, specifically as it relates to the cradle?
I feel like my biggest takeaway has got to be that statistically more probable than not that we actually did, if Darwin's theory is correct in us evolving from an amphibian and going on to land and then migrating out of Africa, chances are we all started in Africa itself. And we have the evidence to go ahead and point to that with Chad and with the Africanensis as well.
Okay. And so pretty much that was your greatest takeaway from the course, or pretty much with the Cradle of Civilization. But overall, you know, like Anthony, again, because this is Black History Month, and as you aptly pointed out, some people think that with many Africans, they're just trying to write themselves, you know, like into history. Sure. What would you do, or how would you address that question when people ask you? You have to be more specific as far as your research is concerned.
Well, with that concept, it's like we actually touched on it in class. It's very word of mouth with the African culture. And at the same time with this, it's like we actually have but you actually have the bones and the documents of the bones themselves, which were actually founded into Africa. So you actually have the evidence to look at and say that, no, they haven't been writing themselves into history. This has been a thing for 6 to 7 million years ago. So there's no way that it could possibly just be word of mouth and that they were lying. It doesn't make sense.
Okay. And also, I'm always curious with students. And as you know, in our class, we had, or the students were multicultural. Mm-hmm. And that was really fabulous to hear the different points of views. But with that being said, too, what really drew you to want to take a course about Africa as opposed to any of the other history classes?
Besides the fact that you were teaching it, or? Yeah. But at the same time, I am a business major, but at the same time, I do love history itself. And I always knew there was a lot of rumors about, like, actually the cradle of humankind itself. And I was very interested to see what the theory was and to see kind of, like, how it ties in and how it happens with the bones and everything. So basically like this. And that was kind of my goal, in a way, to kind of figure out where we came from, or at least get a very good knowledge of it. And I feel like I've kind of done this with this presentation.
Yeah, and actually the class, and with your interest as well, and at the very beginning of class when we looked at Spencer Wells, the geologist, that certainly was able to demonstrate as well with the testing that he continues to conduct throughout Africa as well, to show that definitely as far as the cradle of civilization, you know, like with Africans. And as you also mentioned, it's really important to note as well about the oral tradition, there in Africa, and you had the griots that would just pass the information on from one generation, to the next, and that helped lead to some of the, concerned about the authenticity of it. And I like your title, as you called it. The bones.
Follow the bones.
Follow the bones. Instead of following the money, follow the bones. And so I'm just so pleased to have you here with us to share this information, do this during the Black History Month, because it's so important and it will tie into my visit there in Africa as well. And so we're starting out the very beginning with the ancient content as far as Sange, Gali, Mali, and so I'm sorry, I should have said that in the other order. As far as the ancient cities there in Sange, Mali, and Ghana, and so all of these were really important so that people can take from that and understand the richness that was going on there in Africa also. So I wanted to set that background up first. You always start at the beginning from the historic perspective. And then the next segment, we're just going to go right into Ghana and the way that it is today.